What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful Select Q&A podcast for February 16th, 2024. I know a lot of you are new here, so I'll go ahead and give you the little rundown here. We had over 200 questions submitted. Obviously, not all of those will be answered, but anything that I have an answer to, we will do our best to answer here on this Q&A show. If I don't answer your question, that's okay. I actually use this. It's probably one of our most useful tools because this shows me exactly what you guys want me to answer. For example, there's Caden saying, any news on the location of Forbidden Door? I know what that is, but that is somebody else's story, and out of respect to them, they're going to be able to break it. Josh says, are you a smart fella or a fart smella? I would like to think that I'm smart, but also if somebody farts, I definitely smell it. So, and that's even with a broken nose. Any contract updates? Which AEW contracts are up in 2024? So what we do on Fightful, we have a resources section. And under that tab, we have all of the contracts that we know about. Jim Ross has a contract coming up. Tony Schiavone should be in the spring, maybe, unless he's adjusted that. Dustin Rhodes in September. Bryan Danielson possibly in the fall, unless injury time has been added. Whole lot there. Cade Krolog says, wondering what's going on with Super Card of Honor in Philly. Seems weird. Tickets aren't on sale yet, and the official date and time haven't been announced. Yeah, it is very weird. I don't know why. I know it was on the internal schedule. Where are all the Hall of Fame announcements? Well, last year they didn't do any announcements until March 10th. So probably tuned in about 4 weeks. Any more info on the Grayson Waller effect segment at Elimination Chamber? Could there be a surprise appearance? There's always a possibility. It was a way to get Grayson Waller on the show and to get some marquee names on the show without them wrestling. In your opinion, does Seth turn on Cody and form a Bloodline Shield faction with Roman? No, I don't think so. I think that Seth Rollins very much stands on what he means from a character standpoint. MJF status, is there a timeline? Has he had surgery? I haven't heard of him having surgery. He was working on a movie. He was obviously taking time off to heal. He is set for one day of the Lexington Comic Con in about 3 weeks, so I'll be seeing him there. Brad says, is there any scenario where Paul Heyman takes over as creative director of WWE? Yeah, of course. There's always a scenario where almost anything can happen in wrestling. Like, man, I have covered one of the craziest periods in pro wrestling history, and you guys have been right here with us asking the questions and supporting us and all that stuff. So after seeing the way that so many things were going to happen and then happened a completely different way, I could never just sit there and write something like that off, especially considering the fact that he had been put in that position numerous times. Are there going to be multiple surprises at Big Business? I've only heard of one. And I don't know if you can call Mercedes Moné a surprise. Any additional news on your report of Julia Hart yesterday? Is clearing creative normal for every wrestler? That did not mean what you have said it meant on multiple posts. Awaiting for clearance before creative. Does not mean that she was clearing her creative. It means that she needs to be cleared, and she won't be cleared for at least a couple of weeks, from my understanding, and that's best case. Jeff says, SRS, you've been all over it lately. Great job. Well, thank you. He says, what's the plan for LA Knight, for WrestleMania? Something with Logan Paul. That was the plan. I don't know if it still is the plan, but that was discussed at one point. Any insight on the new Dynamite set TK tweeted about? Tunnels? I think they're going to change some colors, and I think that they are adding tunnels. I believe, don't know that for sure, but that was definitely discussed. John says, is the plan at Mania still Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso? To the best of my knowledge, yes. What have you heard backstage about morale at AEW or morale backstage at AEW? Listen, I had this conversation with somebody today. I feel like a lot of wrestlers and a lot of people came up in an era where you had people like Mike Johnson, who were very plugged into the TNA roster, reporting about how bad morale was when TNA was, you know, going downhill, and accurately so. Almost everybody was miserable there. They were fearful of their jobs and the like. A couple years ago, almost everybody in WWE was pretty miserable with Vince McMahon's booking. And you could get largely blanketed responses in response to morale, and it be accurate. These days, it's not normally like that. I mean, I can tell you that the morale within WWE is outstanding. In AEW, they have a different business model, one that involves many wrestlers being off TV for several months. A lot of times when I'll talk to wrestlers and they're not on TV, they're not too happy. When they are on TV, then they're usually pretty happy. It's hard to blanket statement it, but still you'll have people within the locker room that are going to be unhappy and happy and the like. I can tell you that overall, over the last like 5-6 months, it's felt a lot higher than it was prior. Lucky Charm says, I remember a report in January about TNA revealing more signings. Is this still going to happen? Well, I mean, it did. Nick Nemeth, Mustafa Ali. That was it. Have AEW and Wembley signed a multi-year contract? I don't know if they've signed a contract, but the plan is to continue to go there. Any update on a contract for Richard Holiday? He's killing it in GCW, and I'm surprised no television company would want him. He had his tryout with WWE. I don't know why he didn't get signed. I did an interview with him, and he was like, you know what, I kind of want to sit on that for a while. So he didn't end up releasing it, maybe down the line for a special feature or something. But I think that guy is incredibly talented, and if I were TNA, I'd be trying to sign him right now. I'd be trying to bring him in and do something with him, but he is killing it in a landscape in which I think that this is going to pay off for him big time. Jordan said, with TNA wrestlers showing support for Scott, have you heard anyone wanting to quit or anyone frustrated enough to quit? Definitely some people that sort of discussed it, but nobody that said, well, we're going to quit if you don't bring him back. I haven't heard of that yet. Derek says, have you heard anything else about Jackie Gata since Renee Dupree commented that Vince McMahon pursued her during her time in WWE? Saw a brief video of her in December. She didn't appear to be in the best of states. Hope the best for her. Well, I don't want to speculate on her personal life and all of that, but she has been largely detached from pro wrestling. I know she popped up selling some ring-worn gear last year, and it wasn't the Jackie Gata that we all remember, but I can say this, she got fired very shortly after, I believe it was her wedding or honeymoon or maybe both. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit knowing what we've heard about Vince McMahon. By the way, I was going to have a report on the Vince McMahon situation today on the free tier of Fightful Select. I'm speaking with someone this evening, so I had to push that back till Friday. Is Double or Nothing being held in Vegas Memorial Day weekend? Kind of nervous it will be more complicated and expensive with Dead End Company playing 4 sold-out shows at the Sphere. All due respect to Dead End Company, but Vegas can handle that. Vegas can absolutely handle that. I was there during one of the busiest weekends of all time in 2019. I wish they'd move away from that weekend. It's expensive for their fans. It's inconvenient. Vegas is fine. But like 2 weeks later, 2 weeks before. Colton says, I keep seeing stories that because The Rock is on the board, WWE doesn't need Triple H anymore. Do you think there's a strong chance we see him on his way out? They do categorically different things. Nobody in their right mind expects The Rock to be there heading up creative and talent relations. And Triple H isn't on the board. It's just completely different jobs. Way different jobs. Any ideas as to why TNA is doing back-to-back PLEs at the Palms? Smart idea or lazy? Well, if they don't draw, it's going to be lazy. They've gotten in the habit of that in the past. Vegas is, again, I went from really not liking Vegas to liking Vegas a whole lot after I realized how convenient everything was there. It's very easy to navigate and get around. They were able to do media. It's not that expensive for them to run, from what I understand. Right now, it's smart, but if they don't draw, they got to go somewhere else. When are we getting an AEW pay-per-view in Austin or San Antonio? Hopefully never. When do you think Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker will return? I've reported nothing about Jamie Hayter, just that she wasn't going to be there in 2023. I haven't heard of any real update on Britt Baker. I mean, she was out in Las Vegas. She looked incredible. She looked like a star out there in Vegas. But I haven't heard anything on her return as of yet. Hopefully soon. Would love to see her back. What got Shawn Michaels into NXT leadership? He seemed pretty distant from pro wrestling after his retirement, other than a few appearances and those bad matches. Well, it came as a surprise to many. He got himself in really, really great shape for that WrestleMania appearance where he showed up and he was just shredded. And I think Austin and Mick Foley were there. And by the end of the year, he was working along with Terry Taylor doing a finishing class. Then in a couple of years, I think he was doing writing and producing and the like. And then about 3 years later, when Triple H stepped away because he had the cardiac incident, Shawn Michaels stepped up and took over NXT. Now, he had been VP of talent development, but he's run the shows ever since, and he seemed to really enjoy it, and the talent really enjoy having him there as well. Michael Branson says, know when we get the next update in the trial investigation. So this is definitely something I wanted to approach because people are like, oh, why hasn't this been reported at the forefront like the Cody, Roman, Rock thing? Cody, Roman, and Rock are on weekly episodic TV and doing, you know, media events and the like. You cannot rush information or force people to talk about sensitive topics that they don't want to turn over that information on. I am in touch with, again, multiple outlets and multiple people that at least claim they have been affected in this situation, and you have to be sensitive to their desires, their needs, and really their priorities and feelings as well. We will have an update tomorrow, Saturday. We'll have an update Saturday, and then I'll immediately start working on gathering more information and responses. This is not a story that we will stop working on. Do you expect Okada to debut at the Big Business Dynamite show with Mercedes, or will it be at Revolution or a different show on his own? I would think a different show on his own. Like, to me, honestly, just completely personally, it would make an awful lot of sense to do Revolution, where Will Ospreay is going to be, Sting's going to retire. And even if Will Ospreay came in the Dynamite before, that'd be kind of cool. So you could do, hypothetically, Will Ospreay, the Dynamite before Revolution, Sting retires at Revolution, Okada at the next Dynamite, then Mercedes. Boy, that is quite the four-headed attack there. Trevor said, do you think the Rocky comments that Sammy made from Triple H this year play into his mania in Philly? I have a hard time seeing him getting added to a title match with all these losses piling up, but could he leave Philly with the World Heavyweight Championship? See, I thought that he, Seth, and Drew made an awful lot of sense, but it's making less and less sense every time he loses. Every single time. I still think it's a decent idea, but I don't know how they'd make sense of it. Hey, Sean, is there another hiring freeze in WWE, or are they focused on talent currently under contract and trying to re-sign people already with the company? They missed out on big free agents in Ospreay, Monet, and Okada, and haven't announced any indie signings lately. I'll look into it, but they are actively discussing some contracts. Back last year during that hiring freeze, they weren't doing any of that. There was none of that going on. So it's definitely at least differently there. Have you had the chance to speak with TNA president Anthony Ciccione? No, I have not. Sean, do you believe that they would be pushing Drew this hard and setting up a future main event level feud with Punk if they weren't sure they'd have him renewed? He's a top heel on Raw. I think they're pretty confident they'll get him renewed. As we reported on Fightful Select this week, he does want to stay. They want to make a deal happen. Would you like to see the fake Sting in the final match for the original Sting's career? Yeah, because I want all that silly shit in there. I would go off in person. I would be so excited. I'd be so excited. Any chance RVD is signed with AEW? I believe he's on a one-shot deal. Any update on Tennille Dashwood? Yeah, hasn't been taking wrestling bookings. She has been doing her travel show with the former Riddick Moss. Sean, time for my quarterly question about Rebel, not Reba. Are we ever going to see her on AEW TV again? I'm sure at some point. I was bummed for her that she didn't get to wrestle a match last year, because I had pointed out at some point that every year of her career up until 2023, she had wrestled on a televised program from 2014 all the way to 2022. And then she didn't get to do it last year, which is a bummer. Wish they could have just put her on an episode of ROH or something. But I know she's wanted to work some more as well. Thoughts on Vampiro? Always thought he was underrated here in the States. I liked some of his stuff with WCW. I was a fan of his coming in and didn't really follow him much. Kevin says, hey, Sean, I believe you'd previously referenced that when the Bucks were off TV, they'd be coming back with a new gimmick, which they have, and people around them, I believe Cutler and Colt, were rumored. With the change in direction the last few weeks, have you heard about the possibility of them linking back up with Hangman? Nope. In fact, I've heard a completely opposite direction of that, not related to Hangman. Now, they have been involved with Cutler. Cutler's doing their speaking on social media, but I just don't think that's in the cards now. They'll go back to that down the line. At this point in free agency 2024, who do you think are the one or two people on AEW and WWE's roster that you could see most likely jump to the other company? I don't want to speak for him, but I could see Dustin Rhodes coming over and being an integral part of whatever it is that they have in WWE. And then Ricochet, I could see him going over to AEW and being really incredible. But again, I don't know the status of Ricochet's deal. At one point, it was reported for 2024. Any more info on the soap opera with TNA talent, D'Amore, and Anthem? There were definitely some talent that were not happy that that letter got out. There were some that were like, yeah, well, it wasn't a collaborative effort, so it didn't represent all of us, which it was never said to have represented everybody. It represented several TNA talent, but it actually was sent, and there are a lot of people there that are very loyal to Scott D'Amore. Brian says, do you see Roman retaining at WrestleMania, considering The Rock is turning heel and seems to be joining the Bloodline? Roman should absolutely not retain. It is time. It was honestly time last year at WrestleMania for him to drop the title. WWE programming probably would have been much more compelling this past year if he had dropped the title to Cody. It's time. And if he doesn't, I fear that there could be a lot of eroding goodwill. Will there be a SummerSlam this year? Yeah, right now it's slated for Cleveland. With Tommy Dreamer stepping in ahead of creative for TNA, I was wondering who could replace TK or Triple H if they weren't available. Thanks for everything, Sean. Well, Tommy Dreamer is not head of creative. He is a part of a team that involves RD Evans, Gail Kim, who else? Delirious and others. TK has said that he wanted Bryan Danielson to be that person if something happened to him. But Tony Khan has said in the past, like, he's going to book if at all possible. I think Triple H, I think you would have somebody like maybe a Brian Gewirtz, if he got back into the fold, could do it. Paul Heyman could do it. A whole lot of people could do it. Have you heard anything about TNA contracts that could be coming up soon? I know of one that I'll probably be breaking soon as I get the go-ahead there. Alicia Williamson says, updates on Seth's knee. He seems to be treating it like he's way ahead of schedule and doing as much as he's doing for media. Yeah, I was shocked, honestly, when Cody, Rock, and Roman were not... I want to say this. Cody wasn't doing media with us. He was doing media with other people in Vegas. And Seth was down there standing doing all of the media that he was asked to do. But it has been a full month since that injury, and he's got a month and a half. I think he's going to be good to go. I think he's going to be all right. Francis says, do you believe the new Charlotte Flair contract amount is the top line for what Endeavor will go to for female contracts? No, I think that Becky will probably get more. Charles says, do you know anything about why WWE writer Jennifer Pepperman was released? It was her call, from what I understand. And there have been a couple of long-time departures in that department of late. Anything on Dexter Lumis? Last I heard, he wasn't injured. Any idea when Saul Ruco will be returning to TV? They want to get her some reps, and then she should be good to go. Heard anything about the Casino Battle Royale or ladder match returning? Those are brought up whenever they're brought up backstage or within creative. So they're not like foregone conclusions, like they're not ever going to be back. They're brought up, but I don't know if any have been planned, if that makes any sense to you. Barely made sense to me as I was saying it. Joe says, do you think the Callis family turns on Ospreay at Revolution? Seems odd for him to be a heel after his heroic New Japan send-off. I think that Ospreay should turn on them, and it should be before that as well. I think he should straight up say, I'm not a part of your family. Is Stu Grayson still with AEW? He is technically. I don't know what's up with him, though. I have no idea. The truly important question, I need an update on the cat that was clinging to you on camera the other day. That is Oliver. He is my little crony. He's probably the most attached cat that I have and I have ever had. And he just showed up on my porch one day in 2015 and then he never left and I wasn't going to make him leave. We've been very fortunate to have found homes for, gosh, I think in all probably 75 to 100 cats and dogs. We've gotten them vetted and found homes for them. Does CM Punk get cuts of Drew McIntyre's t-shirt? It has his name on it after all. So I asked that about another shirt that had somebody else's name on it, and I was told that they would get a cut of it. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's what at least was intimated to me. Any updates on Kenny Omega's recovery? I've not heard. The only thing I've heard of Kenny lately was when we sent him his Fightful Award. Hanlon says, do you have any insight on the Observer report that AEW's CMLL deal precludes other Mexican wrestlers from appearing on the same show as CMLL talent? That is outright untrue. AEW sources confirmed that it was untrue to me this afternoon. And, I mean, all you got to do is look back and see Wardlow and Commander on the show in which CMLL talent were on. And Penta was scheduled for this week's show, but there were travel issues. So just not true. Any Danhausen updates? Yeah, the guy just wants to work. Guy wants to work. Any idea if Stu Bennett will come out of retirement? I know he said he would for theory, then nothing. It's something that's been tossed around, but I've never heard it seriously brought up or considered or anything like that. What is the relationship between AEW and Megan Bain? AEW still has her under contract. I don't believe it is. I think it's per appearance with a stip end or something, but yeah. Thunder Rosa and Serena Deeb had big returns, then kind of disappeared. Is this a symptom of lack of time for women generally or stalled creative plans or something else? I mean, to the best of my knowledge, it's just like a follow, like a lack of follow-up. And obviously, it's something that I think, I know that there have been creative plans for Rosa discussed and pitched around and stuff like that. But I haven't heard of specifically what those were or if they're still in the works. But I think they should have creative plans for people like that constantly. Any insight into the logistics of the Mania kickoff event? Did they pay the full rental price for the arena? Did they sell many of the VIP experiences? Oh, the VIP section was sold very well. It sold very well. I met several of the people there as well. The on-location stuff, it always does well. The on-location stuff, they're getting very creative about how they package things in. Like, for example, you can go to the press events with a lot of that stuff now. Now, I don't know about paying full price or anything like that, but Endeavor already has a great relationship with T-Mobile Arena because of the UFC as well. I mean, they've done business with them for years. WWE's done business with them in the past. But, yeah, it was halved, I believe. I think they did like 3,000 or 4,000 for it, but it was a white-hot crowd as well. Do you see AEW getting women's tag belts soon? I don't, unfortunately. What's the holdup of the SummerSlam announcement? Your guess is as good as mine, but Ohio gave WWE like a $1.4 million tax break. That's suspicious. I was wondering if you ever got the answer to why WWE doesn't produce Titantrons anymore. I can tell you the theory that I got from somebody, and it's that they believed that they wanted the talent focused on as opposed to the videos. Now, that being said, they do have a person that has produced them, and they have several if they need them, from what I understand. Could you explain how the NXT contracts are structured? And what happens if talent gets called up on the main roster? Do they have to re-sign? So it is flat contract, varying levels of contracts. You can get raises while you're there. By and large, when you get called up, you usually get a new deal if they plan to keep you there. Also, in NXT, a lot of your travel and hotels are paid for while you're on the road. Robert Moore says, what are they going to do with Raw in October when the current deal ends until January when they go on Netflix? I wish I had an answer for that. And that's, to me, that's a noteworthy thing anyway, because I've asked and I haven't heard anything. Was the Yuka Sakazaki removal a mistake on AEW's end? I don't know about that. I haven't heard of her being around since like December. She was around backstage a lot. Do you have an idea of when the next draft in WWE will happen? I don't have a specific answer for that, but I suspect either October or the end of the year. That would make an awful lot of sense to me, because it's when WWE is, you know, changing their broadcast partners and the like. Any follow-up to the response from Booker T about the stalking issues noted at Reality of Wrestling? When his initial response was challenged, now it seems he won't comment anymore. So, I just want to say, I spoke to over a dozen people about this, and Booker T was one of them. He was not happy that he was even contacted for it. He was pretty combative in our conversation, and like I had to be kind of stern to even get a word in there. I understand it's his creation. I understand that he believes that he told these people to not confront this man as well. However, this man had become a persistent issue across multiple companies for a talent that he had booked on his show dozens of times. And this person had said that they had considered making an attack on the building. They have since admitted they had brought a gun to the building at one point, which, you know, Texas, far more common than usual, but I think not okay or normal to be bringing a gun to wrestling school in general. When I spoke to Booker, he wasn't happy that he was being asked about it. He said that I was risking ruining my credibility. I did reach out to other people with Reality of Wrestling, and there were some other people that are friendly with Booker that were more helpful. And I asked him, I mean, I just want to say this. He said that people couldn't be fired because they're independent contractors. Fired was the terminology he used to me. And I asked him why he fired Rachel Rose. And he said that it was an internal reason and he didn't have to tell me. And he didn't have to tell me. That's his right to do so. And I understand why he felt like talent should have listened to him and not gone into that bar. However, it was very clear that this person, knowing where Reality of Wrestling talent went after every show, knowing that he wasn't welcome at Reality of Wrestling by that talent, and specifically because he had stalked a talent there, showed up to that like as a look, I'm here type of thing. I feel like the safety of performers and the audience is the most important thing. And I also should reiterate, there were people I spoke to that felt like Charmelle actually handled it pretty well. And she said that those in the moment, in the December 2022 incident, and took up for some of the people that were put at risk. Luis Chavez says, hey, Sean, top five Pac-Man Jones moments. Here's a fun story. I had to wrestle somebody in an indie show in a pinch that didn't know how to do a lot. And I taught them how to do a body slam based on how Pac-Man Jones did a body slam in TNA to Christopher Daniels. And that was Christopher Daniels had him hooked for a suplex. And then Pac-Man Jones swooped his arm in between the legs and body slammed Daniels. Now, the reason for that is, especially with an inexperienced performer, is because of the hook from the suplex, you already have their head cradled. Whereas on a normal body slam, you know, you got somebody that's got a post, and then they turn their body up, and then you cradle the head, and then you slam them. And there's a little more room for, not a little more, there's a ton more room for error there, as opposed to the, well, I've already got their head scooped because of the suplex setup, and it makes for a cool little spot where a suplex is reversed into a body slam, which really you don't see. But I'm a big-time Bengals fan, so I love Pac-Man Jones. Do they have creative plans ready for Mercedes? In some sense, she's still healing from her injury, from what I understand, though. Any updates on Cameron Grimes, Zion Quinn, Odyssey Jones, Dexter, and other rarely seen talent? There have been a couple of those names that they have never had plans for. Odyssey was pitched for the Pride at one point. Dexter was supposed to do some stuff with The Way, and then it never happened. And Cameron Grimes is just here and there. Is there a Jack Perry update? Yeah, he's in New Japan for now. Any heat on Darby for that promo bringing up Cody? Nope, not at all. They knew he was gonna. Would you ever do a show with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez about the media literacy in the wrestling bubble? Seems to me that you get a lot more flack in the last months, just like Wrestling Observer got all those years or are still getting. All due respect to Dave and Brian, I don't think that I would need anybody else from another outlet to do that. I think that somebody like John Alba would be really, really fantastic with that, or Andrew Zarian or the like. No disrespect to them. It's just I think that we would have a good cast for that. Oliver Drake says, Sean, you mentioned the recently that the original plans for the Raw after Mania last year were actually good. What were they? Oh, so I'll see what I can report. There was supposed to be an element of Brock in the ring, though. Like, there was supposed to be some of that, and it didn't end up happening. Guys, thank you all so much. Till next time, we're out.